The government is also considering a reduction in the tax burden. Before leaving for the holidays, Congress is trying to fix the alternative minimum tax. The AMT was intended in the 1960s to make sure that millionaires paid taxes. But it was never adjusted for inflation, so now it affects many middle-income taxpayers, too. The U.S. Senate approved a repair to this rule, but neglected to pay for that with spending cuts to balance the lost revenue. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on what happens now.
When Democrats took control of Congress, they promised fiscal discipline and adopted a pay-as-you-go rule. That means if they raise spending or cut taxes, they have to find the money to make up for it. The House stuck by that rule when it tackled the alternative minimum tax last month. Its bill provided relief to middle-income earners, but made up for the $50 billion revenue shortfall by proposing to raise taxes on investment fund managers. But the Senate, facing a Republican filibuster, approved the AMT break without the so-called pay-fors. A Wall Street Journal editorial declared pay-go is now pay-gone. The move has some House Democrats livid.
It is extremely disappointing from the standpoint of financial responsibility. The pay-go rules are put in place to force choices on priorities, which is exactly what the government is supposed to be about.
Tennessee Congressman John Tanner is a member of the Blue Dog Coalition of conservative Democrats. He says one way or the other, taxpayers will foot the bill for the alternative minimum tax relief.
We are living on the nation's credit card, and it's being financed by foreign governments. This is creating a financial vulnerability that threatens, in my view, our national security.
The Blue Dog Coalition has sent a letter to House leaders urging them to stand by the pay-as-you-go rule, no matter the political pressure. And with the alternative minimum tax, the pressure is mounting. The IRS says it's running out of time to reprogram its computers and may postpone billions of dollars worth of early tax refunds. The Senate's unpaid-for bill puts the ball back in the court of House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charlie Rangel. He says Republicans held the Senate hostage by blocking a bill that was paid for.
Obviously, they know how to use and indeed abuse the Senate parliamentary rules, and I will give them another chance this week to be responsible and vote for an AMT that is fully paid for.
The Ways and Means panel will meet today to craft a new plan. In the meantime, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer appears to be toning down expectations. At the start of last week, he called it an intellectually bankrupt policy to pass the cost of the AMT fix onto the next generation. He said, quote, Steny Hoyer will not vote for an AMT that is not paid for, period. You can take that to the bank. But by Friday, after the Senate stripped out the pay-for, his tone was a little different.
Although I was adamant, and there are others in the caucus who are adamant, I think there are also people adamant about getting the 23 million people who were never intended to be affected by the AMT out from under that threat. There's a lot of adamancy going on here, so we'll have to see how we can resolve that and make sure something passes that they can pass the Senate. That's the key.
It's also the key to unlocking a stalemate on a host of other issues, most pressing, funding the government. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.
You can learn more about the alternative minimum tax and how it might affect you at npr.org.